From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. The Federal Reserve says consumers sharply cut back on their borrowing in July. The decline suggests that the economic rebound will not come as quickly as many economists have predicted. NPR's Jim Zaroli reports.
The Fed said the level of consumer borrowing fell by a record $21.6 billion during the month, a drop of 10.4% over the preceding July. It was the sixth consecutive decline, and it was considerably higher than economists had expected. Loans for big-ticket items like cars and boats fell by 11.7%, and credit card purchases were down 8.1%. Consumer credit was also lower in June than first estimated. The numbers don't say why credit fell, whether consumers are shying away from borrowing or lenders are extending less credit. But the numbers suggest that consumer demand remains weak, and that bodes ill for the economic rebound. Jim Zaroli, NPR News.
President Obama delivered his back-to-school speech today, and it was not at all what his conservative critics had predicted. NPR's Mara Liasson reports.
The speech was a pep talk, not a political speech. And after the president was done, it was hard to remember what all the fuss was about. His advice was similar to and just as politically innocuous as past presidents' addresses to school children.
I'm calling on each of you to set your own goals for your education and do everything you can to meet them. Your goal can be something as simple as doing all your homework, paying attention in class, or spending some time each day reading a book.
Conservatives had protested that Mr. Obama would use the occasion to indoctrinate children with a, quote, socialist agenda. But once the text was posted online, even his fiercest critic, Florida State Republican Party Chair Jim Greer, was forced to admit it was a good speech. And Greer said he would let his kids watch it after all. Mara Liasson, NPR News, The White House.
Pakistani officials say all of the at least eight people killed in a suspected U.S. missile raid in the North Waziristan tribal region today were militants linked to the Pakistani Taliban. It was the second airstrike in as many days. The area is near the Afghan border. Also in northwest Pakistan, gunmen reportedly fired at a group of students on their way to school. Four of the students were killed and others were injured. A UN-backed commission said today it has found significant evidence of fraud in Afghanistan's August presidential election and has ordered a recount of some ballots. The latest official figures show incumbent President Hamid Karzai with enough votes to avoid a runoff. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed up 56 points at 9,497 today. The Nasdaq gained 18 points to 2,037. The S&P 500 was up 8 at 1,025. This is NPR News. Businesses working for the federal government must check whether their employees are legal U.S. workers now that mandatory use of the E-Verify system has taken effect. NPR's Ted Robbins reports.
E-Verify is the online program that checks employees' social security numbers and other data against government databases. It's supposed to give an employer a quick response authorizing or rejecting a worker's right to legal employment. It's been a voluntary program for all businesses, although 13 states now require its use. U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services delayed implementing the requirement for federal contractors because of worries that E-Verify is error-prone. But the government now says the error rate is less than 0.3%. The U.S. Chamber of Commerce went to court to stop the rule from taking effect, but a judge said the program could go forward. Small or short-term federal contractors are exempt, and others have 30 days to enroll after they get a contract. Ted Robbins, NPR News.
Four former employees of a cemetery in Chicago's south suburbs have pleaded not guilty to charges of desecrating human bodies. They're accused of digging up bodies, dumping them in a mass grave, and reselling the plots to other families. The most serious charges could bring sentences of 30 years. The parents of a high school sophomore who was baptized at a church during a football team function in Kentucky say they may consider legal action. Michelle Ammons says she feels religion was forced on her son, Robert Coffey. The boy's father says several students were baptized during an outing organized by the school's football coach. The school superintendent tells a newspaper the trip was voluntary and another coach paid the fuel costs for the school bus. I'm Paul Brown in Washington.